Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, is this the nursing, health care people?
This is a home care agency, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, I'm just trying to see how does this work. Do you have people that you sent out, or do you have to have someone already in mind?
Well, it depends on what program you're aiming to get. So there's a program where you can take care of friends, family, or trusted loved ones. And then there's the program where we hire you to go into people's homes. So talk to me a little bit about your needs. Is it for someone you know?
Okay. It's for my brother. He's going to need someone to come out to his place to take care of him.
Okay. And
he's already have a person that he's had, he's been working with, a company that he was working with, but he wants me to find another company. He's in a nursing home right now. He won't get out until next week, and he has Medicaid.
Okay, so let's put in the referral so that we can get someone out to him. Does he want to hire a friend, family, or do he want me to staff him?
He wants you to staff him.
Okay, and would he prefer a male or a female?
He prefers someone that can help him. Preference of the sex doesn't matter.
Okay,
he's
so gender friendly.
He's 400 pounds.
So he's
going to need them to help him dress and shower.
Okay, so wait a second. Is he on a Hoyer list? Does he use a gay belt? How do they transfer him? He's mobile?
He's a little mobile. He takes his time. He can do it himself.
Okay, good. All right, so gender friendly. He needs assistance in and out of shower, showering, bathing, medication reminders, like the whole works, right? Meal prepping, cleaning, laundry. Okay. And does he have a specific
Right now he was qualified for 7 days through the company he's with now, which he hasn't used them in a while because he was in a nursing home for rehab and stuff.
So let me check to see if he's still active with the waiver, because if you don't use it, you kind of lose it. How long was he in the nursing home for?
I think he's been there like 3 weeks, maybe.
Oh,
hospital first.
Yeah. Then his care plan is still up and running. I thought it was like more than 3 months.
No, it hasn't been more than 3 months.
All right. What's your brother's first and last name?
His first name is Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y.
Okay.
Last name is Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N.
And date of birth?
August the 2nd, 1961.
What county does he reside in?
Jackson County.
Home address?
His address is 5440 Blue Ridge Cutoff, apartment 713.
So you said 5440 Blue Ridge Courthouse?
Cutoff.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And apartment 713?
Yes, ma'am. And that's Kansas City, Missouri.
It's
Kansas City, Missouri, 64133.
Okay, and a good number to reach your brother.
His number is, let me get to his number.
And
Hold on. What's your name? I'm Kim. I'm his sister. I've been helping him for 2 years.
Miss Kim, K-I-M, can I add you as a point of contact?
You definitely can.
Okay.
His phone number is 816.
Okay.
286-0855.
And would you happen to have his Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN?
I do not have that.
Okay. I'm going to call him so that I can get it, because we're going to need it in order to check the care plan.
He wouldn't have it. I'll figure out how to get it. I'll figure it out, because he doesn't have nothing there with him. They stole his wallet while he was in the hospital, so he lost everything. Yeah, he lost everything.
Would you happen to have his social? I can look him up via social.
Yeah, I got his social. It's 486.
Okay.
76.
Okay.
4373.
Okay, so that's 486.
I have his ID. I have his ID, his red, white, and blue card. His health insurance, card, which is with United Healthcare, and I had his DNC, DCN
number. That's what
I need.
I
have to
find.
I have to find it. I'm not at home. I had that information too.
Okay. So I'm just going to give you some of my information, and I'm going to put in the referral so we can start identifying an aid. When is his release date from the nursing home?
Say that again.
The release date. When is he being discharged from the nursing home?
I think it's going to be Thursday of next week. I think it's Thursday.
That ends up to be, let me give you a date on that. Thursday of next week is the 14th. Okay, so that's 4/14. And we have to call the state and let them know that he's going to be released so they could release the authorization and give us permission to send an aide to his home, okay? We're going to get the process started on his behalf, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Whatever y'all need to do, I'm okay with that. I'm trying to find my tablet. Let's see. I probably don't have it with me. Because this is, you say you need to give me some information. Let's see.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whenever you're ready to give me whatever you need to give me, I'm ready.
So the agency that's going to be assisting him is called Deluxe Home Care. That's D-E-L-U-X-E. So that's D-E-L-U-X-E.
I got that. Uh-huh.
The agency's phone number is 314-501.
Oh, wait a minute. 501-2508. So that's a St. Louis area call.
Yep. And we're licensed throughout the state. Mm-hmm. And the office number is 314-501-2500.
501-2500.
And my name is Jasmine, Ms. Kim.
Jasmine. Got you. Today is 5/5/26. Spoke with you at 20. Okay.
And Ms. Kim, we need to call seniors and disabilities and let them know that your brother's going to be discharged and he's going to be needing his home care services reinstated so that he can get the help he needs when he gets out of the nursing home. They're going to tell you to call them closer to his release date. So we could either do it this week or we could do it closer to next week. It's up to you. Let me know so I can put back a date that I can call you back on that for.
The sooner the better. So let's just call them this week if we have to.
So do you want to do it now?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said you need the DNC number.
We do, but they're able to locate him with the social.
Oh, okay. Then that's fine.
I can't pull up his care plan on my end. I would have to go to another system. But if you like the state, I can put you directly in contact with them. And they're able to look it up right away with the social.
Okay,
you
can put me in.
Yep. You may get a worker that's going to ask you to speak to your brother. So are you his power of attorney?
No, not yet. I haven't signed it. He could do everything, speak for himself, make his own decisions right now.
Okay, good. Because they may ask to speak to him. Like, you could get a worker that doesn't.
Do you have a number that I could just have him to call them?
You have to be transferred over because you're gonna be online forever.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do then.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Then tomorrow, he's at dialysis now.
Okay.
So tomorrow I'll call you back
and then we can do it
the phone and
we
can do everything.
Got it. We can do that tomorrow. All right? What time is a good time for you?
Let's see. Tomorrow, I say around about 11 o'clock is a good time.
That works. All right. I'm going to put you down at 11. I'm going to be submitting the referral so we can follow up with you. All right, Ms. Kim?
Okay.
Okay. You take care, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome on board.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.